Random House Audio presents Mr. X by John Lutz. Read for you by Scott Brick. Part 1. And what are you that, missing you, I should be kept awake as many nights as there are days with weeping for your sake? Edna St. Vincent Millay, The Philosopher. Chapter 1. Quinn had found a box of paper clips in his bottom desk drawer and was just straightening up when the dead woman entered his office. She'd startled him, the way she'd come in without making any noise. She wasn't what you'd call beautiful, but she was attractive, with slim hips and legs inside new-looking stiff jeans, small breasts beneath a white sleeveless blouse. Her shoulder-length hair was brown, her eyes a deeper brown and slightly bulbous. She had symmetrical features with oversized lips, a slight overbite. A yellow file folder stuffed with what looked like newspaper clippings was tucked beneath her left arm. Her right hand held a brown leather shoulder bag, the strap scrunched up to act as a handle. She'd said on the phone her name was Tiffany Keller. If she were still alive, Quinn thought, she'd be pushing 30. There was a kind of grim resolve to her expression, as if she'd just been affronted and was about to fire back. The generous mouth suddenly arced into a toothy smile, and the dogged expression disappeared entirely, as if a face like hers couldn't hold such a visage for long. Quinn was left with the impression that he'd momentarily glimpsed someone else entirely. "Captain Frank Quinn, I presume?" "Just Quinn," he said. "Like the lettering on the door, Quinn and Associates Investigations." I was aware you were no longer with the NYPD.